Minister, last week we had a number of teachers in the AV room which spelt out the situation very, very detailed to us in regard to the situation of primary school funding. It's something that all of us across every constituency is very aware of. We're dealing with schools up and down the country that are in dire circumstances, particularly in the whole area of special needs education. And the waiting lists we have there, the situations for families who are trying to find a classroom, trying to find a space. Usually when they find that space in a school that's providing the service, the school is a long distance away from them and they can't get it in a school that's close to them. And then they find this situation where over a period of many years we find children being crisscrossed to go over and back across the country because they can't find the service in their locality. There needs to be adequate funding put in place and there needs to be adequate planning put in place as well. One of the issues that the teachers raised very, very strongly was that the pod system was not being used to identify children at an early stage that would need these additional services. And the department simply refused to allow that to happen. So, you know, Minister, what we have here is a crisis in a sector where there should not be a crisis, where we can see in advance where the problems are going to be and how they can be alleviated and sorted out. One of the situations that I'm very conscious of is, and it was mentioned by Deputy Clark earlier on, is in regard to the School Books Grant, which was issued last year. It wasn't enough that time, and now you've cut it back even further. It's a ridiculous situation where you have children who are getting this grant to get the school books and it doesn't meet the adequate needs. Then we have, and it's an issue that has been raised with me by several schools, where you have families that have here from Ukraine or from other countries who are in a school and they are being moved, not by their choice, to a different town or a different area. And when they go from there and they arrive in the next school, there has to be another school books grant found for them again. And it doesn't exist because it hasn't been there in the beginning of the year. So you have a whole range of issues, Minister, where there is absence of flexibility and at the core of it all, an absence of adequate funding to ensure that we provide proper education facilities for all of our children, whether they're children with special needs or children in mainstream classrooms. So, Minister, there needs to be a recognition that this isn't just a problem that is in isolation. It's a problem that is widespread across the country and it requires adequate funding.